Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition, another Easter episode of Your Prayer Intentions. I'm your host, Peter and Jimmy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962, and we are going to begin, before we get to the gospel, we're going to do a shameless plug and then a short interview. The shameless plug is going to be for tomorrow. If you're listening to this on the 18th, the Knights of Columbus, Council 15962, is going to be having a pancake breakfast fundraiser at St. Bernard's Parish. We'll be serving after the 8 and 10 o'clock masses. It's only $5 a person or $20 for a whole family. I will be doing the cooking. So we hope to see you after the 8 or the 10 o'clock masses. We will, if no people come in between, we'll still be able to serve you. And we'll also have some takeout. So feed your body and help the Knights of Columbus down at St. Bernard's Parish at St. Camilla's Church. That's on Mechanic Street in Fitchburg, Mass. And now, before we get to our scripture reading, here is one of our interviews from the Catholic Men's Conference. We're going to be having them for the next month or two. This is Adam, who's enrolled in OCIA, very fitting considering how many Catholics came into the church during this Easter season. So without further ado, here is Adam in OCIA talking about it. Okay, we're at the Catholic Men's Conference of 2026, and I am with Adam, who is enrolled in OCIA. Can you tell me what OCIA is?
It's adult confirmation, when you missed it as a kid.
All right. Now, were you a cradle Catholic who just never became confirmed, or?
Yep.
Now, why didn't you get confirmed when you were younger? Was it, were you doubting at the time, or was it just not a priority, or?
Rebellious teenagers.
Gee, who ever heard of something like that?
Definitely. So, yeah, I drifted away.
And obviously you've drifted back since you're gonna get confirmed, I presume, in the next 2 weeks for Easter. What brought you back to the church?
I got the itch, so.
God tugging at you.
Yep.
What were the first signs of the tug?
Curiousness.
So just curiosity about the faith?
See? Yeah, plus this world, definitely. So it kicked me back too, so.
So. Now, as a person who didn't get confirmed young, and as you said, the world kicked you back and you saw how it was going on, what would you say to a young person who's asking themselves, should I be confirmed? Why I'm not interested in being confirmed. What would you say to your younger self?
Probably things would be so much different if you stayed on the path.
All right, and where are you going to be confirmed? What church?
It's actually St. Patrick's.
Ah. Is this your first Catholic Men's Conference, your second, your fifth?
First, yep.
What made you decide to come today?
Oh, my friend.
Ah.
Yeah. I didn't even know about it, so.
It's actually the oldest men's conference in the country.
Oh, wow.
It's been going on for quite a while. Well, I hope you get a lot out of it, and we will certainly add you to our prayers today.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You
nice
too.
Meeting you.
A pleasure. And that was Adam from OCIA. Now, let's get to this gospel, and it's one of my favorite gospels. It's not my favorite, but it's one of my favorites. Easily one of my top three. The Road to Emmaus. And it's not just because I've been watching the Hope and Crosby Road pictures. So, let's begin. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem, called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. It had happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus drew himself near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, What are you discussing as you walk along? They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cheopas, said to him in reply, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days? He replied to them, What sort of things? They said to him, The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it's now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and they didn't find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke! Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, Stay with us, for it's nearly evening, the day's almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon. Then the two recounted what they had taken place on the way, and how they made known to them, he was made known to them, by the breaking of the bread. Now, of course, this particular gospel has a lot of big elements in it. The first big element is Christ explaining to these two disciples. And remember, these aren't any of the apostles. Remember, they went back to the 11. So these were some of the other disciples, probably some of the 72. And because you might remember that Jesus sent out 72 disciples to preach after he had sent out the 12. People sometimes forget that because of the chosen and so forth, that they were more than just the 12 apostles. Well, the first thing he does is he tells them, Don't you get it? This was all supposed to happen. And remember, they don't know who he is at this point. And he starts explaining the scripture to them. But notice what he's explaining. He starts with Moses and goes forward through the prophets and explains everything that had to do with himself, with Christ. Now, this is very critical because, you know, we read Hosea, we read Isaiah, and so forth. But he purposely shows them the pattern throughout scripture where he is being referred to. And when they are done, when he's recognized, they're over there, we're not our hearts beating as we, you know, heard him explain the scriptures to us. In other words, he taught them what they had missed, what they had not recognized. Because remember, a lot of people were waiting for a Messiah who was a military leader. That was not the case with Christ. So he gives them all of this teaching. That's the first big thing. The second big thing is that how do they recognize him? They recognize him by the breaking of the bread. They recognize him in the Eucharist. This is big. If you want to, you know, a lot of times our Protestant brothers make light of the Eucharist as not being Christ. But here are disciples of Christ recognizing him in and through the Eucharist. Now, that's pretty definitive as far as I'm concerned. And the fact that they recognized him through the Eucharist means a ton. Thirdly, what do they do once they realize this was Jesus and he's disappeared? It was late in the day. They'd already been traveling. Remember, he had been talking to them for a while. The day was nearly done. He'd been explaining the scriptures to them. And what do? They hurry back to Jerusalem. They must have been full of energy. because they've been traveling the day and then rushed back, to tell the disciples, and they explains to them, we recognize them through the breaking of the bread. Now, of course, immediately after this, as the gospel continues, Jesus appears to them all. While they're there, still speak. All of this is confirmed. The disciples don't get a chance to question any of this because as soon as they're done telling them, there's Christ. So what is Jesus doing here? He's establishing his scriptural roots. He's establishing his divinity as he simply, literally appears and disappears. And he establishes the communion as himself, as the way to see Christ, the way to find Christ. Those are three pretty big pieces. Those are three very significant things done here. And it's one of the reasons why there have been so many Catholics coming into the faith. So many people have been, you know, the various Protestant denominations have been chasing people away by not following the scripture and basically changing things over the last 100 years or so that have chased away their more faithful followers. But again, Christ established as God, the Eucharist established, Christ established in scripture. All these things come from this passage, and all those things come from the church. So consider this passage when you're thinking about the faith. Remember this passage when people downplay the Eucharist, because it was by the Eucharist that these disciples recognized God right in front of them that they had not recognized before. Do not make that same mistake. Recognize the Lord when he's present. Recognize the blessings when he's present. And when he makes himself known, be excited the way they were excited. And you'll do all right. Now, let's get to our prayer requests. And I want to remind everybody that you can post your prayer requests at the WQPH prayer wall. It's Prayers for Life prayer wall at WQPHradio.org/prayer wall. We have a prayer request up here for Michelle's family and particularly her son. A prayer request for Todd's family. Todd Tuckey's family. His wife passed away, so he's missing her a bit, as you might imagine. I want to make a prayer request for the success of the Catholic retreat that WQPH is holding at Still River. That's going to be May 2nd. I believe it's 8 to 4. And I'm going to be the host. I found out a little late. Father Leonard Mary's going to be, it's going to be quite an event. And we hope to see you there. I'll talk a little bit more about that a little later. And now we have, of course, our standing prayer requests for Marianne, both Marianne's, for the soul of Nancy, for Jake. For a young couple, this is one's not a standing request, who will shortly be losing their apartment. We have a request, for, I should have said, for the two Marianne's, for Mary Lotz, who's shortly moving out of the area, actually. For all the local priests who worked so hard during the Easter season and the Lenten season. For the donors of WQPH, and what would we do without the donors to WQPH who help keep us on the air? What would we do indeed? And a request for those dealing with habitual sin. Habitual sin is a very tough thing to try and fight. And I'm going to offer a personal prayer request for success in finding a job once mine ends. As of the time I'm recording this, I'm still working, although that's going to end in the next couple of weeks. So those are the requests that we're dealing with. And since this gospel, Christ was revealed through the Eucharist, we are going to pray the fifth mystery of light, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. So let us begin, and let's add to the intentions of anyone listening who has not had a chance to post them. We'll begin in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The fifth mystery of light is the institution of the Holy Eucharist. We offer thee, Lord Jesus, this 10th decade and honor the institution of the Holy Eucharist. We ask of thee, through this mystery and through the intercession of the Holy Mother, the ability to recognize and appreciate the Holy Eucharist and to always receive it in a worthy manner.
In light of Father Leonard Mary's return to Boston, we are featuring a rosary he did on his last trip to see us here at WQPH. Visit WQPHradio.org for more information about his upcoming trip.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
And now we will offer the following prayers for the intentions of the Holy Father for those doing the indulgence calendar.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We invite you to say the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
So we pray for all of these things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, before we get to our final prayer, I mentioned our retreat. Let me give you a little bit more detail. The retreat is going to be, again, on May 2nd. It's going to go from 8:45 to 4 p.m. The primary speaker is going to be Father Leonard Mary from EWTN. This is going to be at St. Benedict's Abbey. There's going to be a special healing service. There's going to be questions and answers, prayer and blessing of waters and articles and the like. That is at St. Benedict's Abbey at 252 Still River Road in Hartford, Massachusetts. It's 252 Still River Road in Harvard, Mass. Now, if you order your tickets before the 18th, in other words, today, they're $65. If you order them after the 18th, they'll be $70. So you're going to want to get those tickets ordered to save the money. And this also includes coffee, Danish snacks, and a hot lunch. So we're going to feed you. And I've had the chicken and feed down there, and it's pretty good. Now, if you can make checks payable to the Eternal Life Radio Network, send them to Marianne Harold at WQPH 89.3, Post Office Box 589 in Medford, Mass., 02115. You can also make payments via PayPal online at the WQPH website. Make sure that you put down that, the credit card payments to Eternal Life Radio Network. Make sure you put down that you're paying for the retreat. And if you have questions at all, any questions you want answered, give a call at 617-459-8735. That's 617-459-8735. Of course, you can pay online at www.wqphradio.org, which is also where you can post your prayer requests. And we encourage you to go to the prayer request website as well to pray for the intentions that are there. Now let's do our closing prayer, and we will do it as we do all of our prayers in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, upon this station, upon all the stations that carry this show, and upon all those who are listening and all those who produce shows on WQPH to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. Make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray this, as we pray all things, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I want to close with this thought, because lately there's been a lot of attempt to try and adjust how people are thinking politically within the church. And there are things that you're hearing one way or the other. And let me give you the best advice in the world about all of this stuff. Ignore it. Ignore the rhetoric. Ignore the back and forth. If you as a Catholic want to do the best thing for your church and the best thing to your faith, go to Mass, say your prayers, receive the sacraments, particularly confession. You do that and things work out. Once you distract from that, then problems become. That's all. We'll see you next week on Your Prayer Intentions. Bye, all.
EWTN's Father Leonard Mary is returning to Boston. Tune in after his message to see how you can join us, WQPH, on a retreat with Father Leonard Mary on May 2nd.
People need to be met where they're at, and that's where Christ meets them. If they're down, Christ is there to pick them up. And, we are the mind of Christ. We are the heart of Christ, the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ to pick them up. Sometimes, we got to say the truth, but we got to do it with love. We got to meet them where they're at. And because a life with Jesus is about being raised up. It's about redemption, restoration. And this is what mercy is all about. Starts with just your approach, meeting them where they are and building them up.
On the WQPH community calendar,
EWTN's Father Leonard Mary is returning to Boston for another glorious trip. St. Benedict Abbey Day Retreat is happening on May 2nd from 8:45 to 4 p.m. Father Leonard Mary is the guest speaker. There will be Mass, a special healing service, questions and answers, prayer and blessing of water, and much more. Tickets ordered before April 18th are $65. After April 18th, it's $70. Tickets also include drinks, coffee, Danish snacks, and a hot lunch. Visit WQPHradio.org for more information and to pay online. You can also send a check to Marianne Herald, WQPH 89.3, P.O. Box 589, Medford, Mass. 02155. Don't miss Seeing Father Leonard Mary of EWTN.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch. Do you sometimes wonder what is taking God so long to change you? Are you frustrated because you want to be transformed now? Or maybe you see other people experiencing amazing graces in their lives and you just want that too? My humble advice is to do your best not to compare your journey with others and ask God for patience. And honestly, just enjoy the daily ride. I wish I had a Saul to Paul conversion, but God had another plan for me, and He is working on me slow and steady. I'm falling and learning, but He is transforming me pretty quickly, even though I want it faster. So stay faithful, pray more, and embrace the challenges to grow in trust and surrender yourself to God's timing, which is always perfect. For more inspiration and free resources, go to KendraVonEsch.com.
On the WQPH 89.3 FM community calendar, there'll be a Catholic event at St. Joseph's Parish in Fitchburg on 46 Woodland Street on May 14th, featuring Catholic speaker Christopher West, who will be giving a talk on theology of the body. The church doors will open at 6:30. The event will run till 9:30 with a half-hour intermission. You can get tickets in advance for $25 or $30 at the door, and you can also get tickets online at aflontickets.com/thewellfitchburg. That's aflontickets.com/thewellfitchburg. That's Christopher West speaking on theology of the body at St. Joseph's Church, 46 Woodland Street in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, Thursday, May 14th. This has been the WQPH 89.3 FM Community Calendar. This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.